Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Amen. We praise God on tonight. Amen. And we thank God for those that are tuned in through Facebook Live. Amen. God bless you. Amen. The Elder Oliver and Lady Oliver. Amen. We praise God for you on tonight. Amen. Those that are listening through. Amen. Chaos. Live. Amen. What a wonderful revival. Amen. We just came out of great preaching. Amen. And understanding that everything we do is for His glory. Hallelujah. Everything that we touch, amen. Hallelujah. For His glory. For some of us, amen. We thank God for everyone. Amen. My family that's here tonight. My daughter that's not here, that's at work. But how many know that the Lord is your strength? Amen. Amen. Come on, why don't you tell somebody? Amen. Tell them, say, God is my strength. Hallelujah. He is my strength when I feel like I can't go any further. Amen. He pushes me. He leads me. He guides me. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else that has that testimony? Praise God. Now, why don't you go ahead and go and share, amen, and tell somebody, tell your friend, your auntie, your cousin him, your mama him, all of them, amen, that there's a word in the house on tonight. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kenya. Amen. So thankful. Amen. God bless you. Hey, Sister Sierra. Amen. Good to see you on tonight. Amen. God is so good, and yes, He is our strength. Amen. Even when we're sick in our bodies and things may go on in our life, we pray to God and we understand that He is our strength. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to sing a little bit of this song. If you know it, sing it with me. Amen. Sing it if you know it. Amen. It goes like this. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches me. You are my strength. Yeah, strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches me. I like this part. You are my hope. Hallelujah, yes you are. Hope like no other. Oh, my Lord, and it reaches to me. You are my joy in the time of the storm. Joy like no other. Joy like no other. Reaches to me.
Oh, you are my strength. And then we're going to end it with Romans chapter 8,
verse number 18. Romans. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. Now let's go over to, well, let's go over to Romans 8 and 18. We'll do 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. We'll do that last. Romans chapter 8, verse number 18 reads, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen. And our last book of the Bible on tonight, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It reads, amen, y'all there? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10. "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he hath suffered a while." Tell somebody, say, "Suffer a while." "After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Amen. And for my topic on tonight, amen, all these Christians, amen, are very encouraging. So the things that we go through and deal with, we shouldn't go away from God. But my topic on tonight is stay with God. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't somebody put that in the comments? Stay with God. Amen. And for my first topic, I want to tell you and encourage you, why should I stay with God? Why? Because I believe it. And my first topic is, it's already worked out. Can I see it? I can't see it with my natural eye, but when I begin to get into my word and read the word of God, the scripture tells me that after I have suffered a while.
Yeah.
So don't be disturbed. Uh-huh. Whatever you're going through tonight, stay with God. God, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy. God, we thank you for your peace on tonight. We thank you for watching over us, God. If we came home and our family circle was not broken, God, we ask you to touch our leader, our bishop. God, touch my husband on tonight. God, continue to strengthen his body in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We glorify you, God. And as we travel through the word on tonight, for a short moment, God, I pray that someone is blessed, someone is encouraged, God, someone is enlightened by your word. God, encourage the believer on tonight. God, if there's a sinner that's listening on tonight, God, give them the courage to give themselves to you as we offer Christ on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the topic is on tonight is stay with God. And my topic comes from every verse that I read on tonight. Amen. So, I come to encourage you all tonight that God has a plan for your life. Yes. And regardless of your current situation, he can still use and prosper you.
Uh-huh.
It's not over. Sometimes God has his situations, amen, to be a testimony to somebody else. God, why do I have to go through this? Because you were built for it.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because he's not going to put anything in your path that you cannot handle,
yeah,
or that you cannot bear. So the problem you are facing right now may prompt you to think otherwise.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got more bills than I got money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always in the doctor. There's always something going on in my family. I'm always feeling this. I'm always feeling that. It just seems like ends are never meeting. Hang in there.
Yeah.
But you got to remember the Lord's word always said true.
Uh-huh.
And what happens at times is us as humans tend to use our human reasoning to analyze why we face the challenges in our lives. Well, he wasn't acting like this. She wasn't acting like that. Well, Lord, what did I do? What did I do? Sometimes, look, people are going to be people.
Yeah.
People are going to say something whether you're doing good. People are going to talk about you if you're doing bad.
Yeah.
But one thing you got to think is, look, just don't let it be true. But even if it is true, who are they? As long as you have went to God and gave your life and repented to him, what anybody else say is really does not matter.
All right, all right.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that the Lord delivered me a while ago from people.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to know that love, you know, you really love them and you wonder why they say things and why they treat you that way. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can't lose a friend that you never had. Amen. But I encourage you on tonight to stay with God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So us as humans, we try to do reasoning to analyze why we face some challenges. As you begin to go through it and you look back and you say, but it worked out for my good. There you go. That's your testimony. If I would not have went through what I went through, I wouldn't be as strong as I am now. We tend to forget Isaiah 55, verse number 8 and 9. For my thoughts, you can't think like God. There's no way. You can't think like God. For as the heavens, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Yes, saints of God, sinners, unbelievers, believers who's ever listening on tonight, yes, you may be concerned and preoccupied with finding a solution. Give it to God.
Yeah.
He already has a solution.
Right.
For the Bible says, for he's the author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes, he is.
And he's the author. He knows my story. He knows my beginning before I knew my beginning. And not only that, he knows my ending.
Yeah.
Amen?
Exactly.
So, yes, you may be concerned, and preoccupied with finding a solution. When God, on the other hand, is using your solution for a setup for you to be blessed. And there's a saying that we say, it's a setback for a setup. And I believe that. Amen on tonight. So it's a setup with bigger and better things. And remember that all things work together to those who love him.
Right.
Stay with God.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to love God. We use that scripture so much, but we miss that part. To them that love God, how can I expect things to work out for my good if I don't love God? Hallelujah. So stay with God on tonight. And who has been called to his purpose? Have you been called to his purpose? What is his purpose? His purpose is that we love one another. We treat each other right. Amen. We help clothe those that need to be clothed. We help feed those that's hungry. Amen? Stay with God. There is always a reason for every situation in life that we go through. Amen? And faith in God means whatever his intentions are, that's what we should do. It's molding and making us into what he wants us to be.
Yeah.
So stay with God.
Yeah.
And not only that,
yeah.
You must not doubt.
Don't doubt
the things of God.
Uh-huh.
Don't doubt his promises. Did you know Jesus from tonight?
Good.
The man that died on the cross for you?
Uh-huh.
And not, he didn't just do it just to be doing it. He died for those not even knowing that they were going to accept it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So Romans 10 and 9 reads that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
So I offer Christ to you on tonight.
Yeah.
So the only way you can get to the Father, we can say stay with God, but the only way you can get to him is through his Son Jesus.
Yep.
Faith with God. Because
yep.
if he brought you to it, he's definitely going to bring you through it.
Yep.
Why? Because everything that goes on in our life, he orchestrates, he coordinates with him, and he plans it. So when I feel like I'm back into a corner, thanks to God, or when you may feel like you're back into a corner, or when I'm feeling like my back is against the wall, it's not back against the wall. I actually have back into the hands of Jesus. And now he can move me. He can direct me. He can put me where I need to be. He directs me in the right direction. So trust God. Trust God. It can seem like it's so bad. Like you can't get through it. And I'm getting ready to go to my seat, but I'm reminded of Joseph. The things that he had to deal with. The things that he had to go through. Amen. His brothers hated him. Sold him into slavery.
Uh-huh.
Where he is alone. Because of a dream and jealousy. You can't help who's jealous of you. You can know people for years. Years. They laugh. They give you things. They bless you and all that above. But you don't know the heart. But they didn't know that they were setting Joseph up. And setting themselves up to be blessed. Because after all of that, they had to come back to him. Because he had what they needed. Amen. But the Lord worked it out for his good. Amen. So wherever you are, you can just clap your hands and give God praise. And tell God, thank you for working it out for me. Learn to give thanks every day, no matter what. My last chapter on tonight, my last verse is 1 Chronicles 16:34. And it reads, both give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth. Forever. God bless you.
Wonderful. Come on, let's give the woman of God a hand. Amen. Amen. What a word. What a word on tonight. Stay with God. Amen. Amen. I say you what? Amen. We can do that for the next couple of services. Amen. Stay with God. Amen. Listen, it just come on. Just about 15. About 20 minutes, amen, to put that gallon in a paint on tonight. And amen. A lot of times in church, the preacher and everybody get through early. We try to prolong the time to make it seem like we've been in there a long time. But God knows in this season where we're at, amen, ain't no sense in prolonging nothing. Stay with God. Listen, if you've been blessed by that word on tonight, sometimes it only takes one word. It only takes one word to change your life. If you've been blessed by that word on tonight, you can be a blessing to the woman of God. Amen. We're going to give you the cash up information, and if the Lord lays it on your heart to sow a love seed into her life, you can do so. Amen. That is $. Pamela Zachary. Amen. Amen. It's on your screen now. $. Pamela Zachary. PamelaZachary. Amen. We just once again just thank you so much for tuning in. On tonight, meet us back Sunday morning, amen, at 9 o'clock, and if the Lord say the same, amen, we'll be there, ready to praise and worship God and bring forth another word from the Lord, amen. Once again, I just want to thank my precious wife for standing in on my behalf, amen, on tonight. Job well done. I think I just told her this morning, to be ready, amen, to handle the service on tonight, and I just thank God for my partner, amen, my partner in crime. Amen. Partner in the ministry. Amen. So y'all be encouraged on tonight and to know with all that fail, stay with God. Amen. Listen, we get ready to leave this place, but never God's presence. We thank you for being a part of Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. Father in Jesus' name, we thank you again. We appreciate you. The eyes have not seen nor ears heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men. Good faith that you have in store for us, for these your children. God, as the word came forth on tonight, encouraging us to stay with you. Help us to have our hearts fixed and our minds made up that we're going all the way with the Lord. So I'm sorry. sufficient. And Lord, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you tonight.
I guess.